Welcome to the Awakened Anesthetist Podcast. I'm your host, Mary Roberts. I'm a certified anesthesiologist assistant living and working outside of Kansas City, Missouri. I created this podcast to give CAAs across the nation a place to come together and awaken to our profession's unique ability to create a life by design rather than default. That process can start by simply listening and engaging with this podcast. By doing so, you're already changing what's possible for CAAs, for you, for me, for all of us. I'm so thankful you're here. Let's jump into this episode and see what we can do together. Hello and welcome to this 5-ish minutes of mindfulness. This one is specifically designed for all the CAA students who are out there listening. No matter where you are in your training, you are probably facing some difficulty, some stress, some imposter syndrome. And whether you're a first-year student who feels like they're drowning in information, or you're on the other end and you're a third-year student who just has a bad case of senioritis and you just don't feel motivated anymore, this short, hopefully re-energizing episode is meant to refocus you by bringing back your why. Why you wanted to be a CAA in the first place, why you chose this profession, why you decided to take on tens of thousands of dollars of debt to get a degree to do exactly one job. Whatever that reason, whatever that why is for you, that is what's going to carry you through all the bad days of CAA school and motivate you to wake up and face the next. If you need a little help remembering your why, you can take a cue from my last process guest, Charlie Chase. He made a voice note to himself before he started CAA school, reminding himself that when he was in the thick of school, that he wanted this, he chose this, and his past self was cheering on his present self to keep going no matter what. If you haven't listened to Charlie's process episode, I encourage you to go back and listen to episode 25. Charlie discusses his why for wanting to become a CAA and also really vulnerably discusses the hardships he faced during school, the criticism he faced from clinical instructors, and the struggles that he had when applying for a license. I hope his story and his voice note that he so openly is sharing now inspires you all to keep going. Thank you so much, Charlie, for allowing me to share this with our community. I know it's going to inspire.
Okay, so I am looking up jobs for anesthesiology assistants right now, and it is making me very, very happy and very, very motivated to work very hard, even for these prerequisite courses and these chemistry courses and all this stuff that I'm going to be taking at UNI, because some of these jobs that I'm seeing, and you don't even have to have much experience, they are desperate for anesthesiology assistants. So I am recording this mostly for future Charlie, who will hopefully remember that he made this recording and will consult it when needed. So dear future me, I'm assuming that this will still exist in the future. This profession is expanding, but there's a job here. This one happens to be in Oklahoma, but there was another one in Vermont, and there's other things. I mean, they're everywhere. The minimum salary is $170,000 a year, up to $200,000 per year. 7:30 to 15:30, Monday through Friday, no on-call duties, a total of 8 weeks off of vacation every year. And yeah, that is excellent. 8 weeks off, like that's the dream, to make a decent amount of money so I can travel and then actually have time to travel. This is so perfect. I mean, I could go to Europe for a month, I could go to Japan for 2 weeks, and I could road trip around the USA for 2 weeks. I mean, and that's just in 1 year. There's so much I can do with 8 weeks. That is incredible, especially for US standards. So I really just want you to think of if you're at UNI still and you're thinking, man, this chemistry is crap or whatever, or if you're in med school now, and I really hope you got in. Well, obviously you did. And it's hard or it's bogging you down or you feel overwhelmed. A, you are smart enough to do this. You had the ambition to do this and get started, which is the hugest thing to overcome, the activation energy. It's always like that with you. You know that. But this is so worth it. And you can do it. And I want you to do it. Please do it. I want this in my future so badly. So please keep going. I know chemistry just gets under your skin and you think it's stupid and that it's ruining your life unnecessarily or whatever the subject may be. Maybe it's physics. Maybe it's some math class that you weren't expecting to take. I don't know. But find some gumption and please work through it. Because what comes out on the other side, based on what I've searched and looked through, is so worth it. And it's so exactly what you want. It sounds like a rewarding career where you get to use your knowledge to help people be part of a team, make good money, and have time to actually enjoy that money. That is not something many people get. So you get there and you do it because you got one shot in this life. So, do it. Do it, do it, do it. Do it for me. Do it for me. Do it for Charlie from late November or mid-November of 2017, who is doing a radical shift and turning his life around, or just, you know, switching gears for sure, getting back on the track that he should have been on from the beginning, quite honestly. This is what I want. And I hope you still want this. Please do not give up on this. That is all I have to say. So good luck and get back to work.